ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
Okay, so we're speaking from the Brihad Bhagavad Amrita, and we're telling about the travels of Gopkumar, how he traveled to higher planets, and he came up to Brahmaloka.
我们一直在讲述的是《Brihadbhagavatamrita》大伯加瓦坦甘露这部书，有关于Gopakumar的历程。他旅行到了高等星宿，他甚至到了 Brahmaloka.
And what happened was, the person who was in the position of Brahma, somehow he ran away, and they needed someone to take the position of Brahma, and Gopkumar was given the position.
结果呢，处在Brahma位置上的那个人逃跑了，必须有人来担任Brahma的位置，因此Gopakumar便。 取代了前一任 Brahma.
And the people who live on Brahmaloka are people like personification of the holy places and the personification of religious scriptures.
Brahmaloka上的居民 是圣地的人格化身，宗教经典的人格化身。
Well, the personified Vedas, these kind of people.
韦达经的人格化身，这种人住在Brahmaloka。
So there was some discussion about liberation because they heard how someone from Earth had achieved liberation.
出现了对于解脱的讨论，因为他们听说来自地球上的一个人，他获得了解脱。So
Gopkumar was not very familiar with what liberation actually means, and he asked them to explain it.
Gopakumar 他对于解脱并不太熟悉，所以呢，需要有人给他解释解脱的含义。
So it was there were some different opinions, because some people thought liberation is difficult to attain because some scriptures explain it like that, but some other scriptures which follow the path of bhakti, they said devotion, liberation is very easy to obtain by devotion.
对于解脱就出现了不同意见，一种意见认为 解脱是很难获得的，这是一部分经典的理解，而其他的经典呢，比如说像奉爱的经典，就容易认为呢，通过做奉献服务就可以轻而易举的获得解脱。So
Gopkumar was discussing with some of these people who the ones who like were following the path of devotion, Gopkumar was discussing with them about liberation.
Gopakumar的讨论对象呢，是就是遵循奉爱的道路的人们，他跟这些人来讨论解脱。
So it's liberation is explained in different ways by different people.
不同的人以不同的方式阐释解脱。
Some people explain liberation means to stop all suffering.
有的人把解脱解释为所有一切痛苦的终止。
And some other people, they explain liberation as stopping the cause of all suffering.
而其他的人解释解脱就是所有痛苦根源的终结。
But there are other people who explain that liberation means giving up the identification with the material world.
还有其他人就阐释解脱意味着放弃对物质世界的认同。
Yeah, this is like the impersonalists. Say the impersonalists, they will say material world is false and only the Brahman is true.
这是那些持非人格主义观点的人们对解脱的阐释。他们认为物质世界是虚假的，只有 Brahman才是真实的。
Right, I see. Brahman satyam jagat mitya. They say the world is false, and only Brahman is true.
上面这个梵文世界的含义就是世界是虚假的，而 Brahman 是真实的。
So impersonalists, they like to give up the whole material world.
非人格主义者喜欢放弃整个物质世界。
But, and sometimes even impersonalists, they will quote from the Srimad Bhagavatam that liberation means to understand our actual identity, our spiritual identity.
有时候非人格主义者也喜欢引述圣典薄伽瓦坛的解释，我们应该明白我们的真实灵性身份是什么。
And give up all the material identities.
放弃所有物质的身份。
We're not man, we're not woman, we're not young, we're not old, we're all Brahman, we're all spirit.
我们不是男人，我们不是女人，我们既不年轻，也不年老，我们是 Brahman, 我们是灵。
So there is some happiness from understanding our identity as a soul.
从理解我们是灵魂这个观点，能获得一些快乐。
Yeah, the soul is Satchidananda. The soul is full of bliss and knowledge.
灵魂是 Satchidananda, 是永恒知识。充满着极乐的。
But there's not a lot of happiness there. It's very small.
但是仅仅通过理解，灵魂，我们是灵魂，这个理解，不能获得大量的快乐，只有一些许的快乐。
We're all looking for happiness. We want to find happiness.
我们都在寻找快乐。
So, we find the happiness of the material world to be very, very temporary.
我们发现物质世界的快乐是过于短暂了。
But the happiness from the soul, well, that's eternal.
而来自灵魂的快乐则是永恒的快乐。
But it's not very big happiness.
但这个快乐的数量并不很大。
You get greater happiness from understanding personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna.
通过理解人格神首主 Krishna， 可以得到更加巨大的快乐。
Yeah, actually, the happiness.From understanding that we're a soul, that's only just stopping this and just giving up the suffering. were escaping from the suffering of the material world.
通过理解，我们是灵魂而得来的快乐，只是放弃了物质世界的痛苦，让我们逃避了物质世界的痛苦而已。
So there's no suffer. At least there's no suffering, knowing that we're soul.
明白到我们是灵魂，便不再有物质的痛苦。
So we think we're thinking that is happiness when there's no suffering.
我们便以为不再有痛苦，这本身就是一种快乐。
But there is real happiness when we come to understand our relationship with Krishna.
但是当我们一旦明白我们跟 Krishna 之间的关系，才会获得真实无误的快乐。
So we want to, the nature of the soul. The soul is called Brahman, and the Brahman has no, it does not have any qualities.
灵魂的本质被称为 Brahman. 我们要理解灵魂的本质，在这种本质当中，它是没有品性的。
Does not have any attachments.
也没有任何的依附。
And it does not change.
从不变化。
And it does not do anything. It doesn't. It's not active. It's not doing anything.
无所作为，并不活跃，它是无所活动。
So these are the different qualities of the soul, the Brahman.
这便是灵魂的不同本性，是 Brahman 的本性。
So, if we go into the Brahman, if we enter into that Brahman, into that oneness of the Brahman, then that's what it's like. There's no activity, there's no attachments, there's no qualities.
如果我们进入 Brahman 当中，便是这种处境。就没有活动，也没有依附，也没有品质。
So it doesn't have any qualities. That means there's no compassion.
没有品质，也就意味着没有怜悯之心。
If we show compassion to others, then that's not Brahman. That's not the platform of Brahman.
倘若我们对其他人有些许怜悯之情，那就不是 Brahman 了。
And there's no attachments to anything or anyone, so you can't even be attached to devotees.
在 Brahman 当中，也不存在对任何人与事物的依附，所以呢，也不存在对奉献者的依附。
And the Brahman doesn't go on; it doesn't have any changes. It never changes. So that means you never feel any.Real pleasure, real ecstasy when we have a relationship with someone.
在 Brahman 当中呢，也是永不变化的，那就意味着没有什么极乐之情，并不存在跟别人产生的关系，从这种关系当中获得的快乐。
Yeah, there's no sweet dealing.No nice exchanges with others.
在 Brahman 当中，没有跟其他的人的甜美的交流。
It doesn't do anything, so it doesn't take part in any activities with anyone.
Brahman 当中是并不作为的，所以并不参与跟任何人之间的活动。
So you can understand the happiness which you have on the platform of Brahman is not very big, not very great.
从这一点我们就能明白，在 Brahman 当中呢，获得的快乐并不是很巨大的、很了不起的快乐。
But if we understand Krishna, Krishna is the supreme Brahman, and he is also the super soul. He is the controller of everything.
但是如果我们理解到 Krishna 是至尊的 Brahman 是超灵万事万物的控制者
He has wonderful qualities
他 他有无数美妙品质。
And his form is full of bliss and knowledge eternally.
他的形象充满着永恒的极乐。
So you can see that when we talk about devotional service to Krishna, there can be very wonderful happiness.
因此，当我们谈论对 Krishna 的奉献服务的时候，就会涌现出大量的美妙的快乐。
So he has many wonderful qualities, and he is controlling everyone and everything.
他拥有美妙的品格，他控制着万事万物。
So if we can understand the Krishna, if we understand him, then we can actually experience real happiness.
当我们理解了 Krishna, 明白到 Krishna 的时候，才会获得真实的快乐。
And now sometimes in the scriptures, they describe that the absolute truth has no qualities. So when it says no qualities, we understand this to mean no material qualities.
有些经典称 Krishna 是没有品质的。当他这么称呼 Krishna 没有品质的时候，我们明白的是指的是 Krishna 没有任何物质品质。
And some they describe also the supreme absolute truth as not having any form. So we understand this to mean no material form.
还有的经典称 Krishna 绝对至尊绝对真理没有形象。我们理解这句话的含义是指的至尊绝对真理没有物质的形象。
So.All of these statements in the scriptures, they have to be understood carefully.
因此，所有经典当中的这些声明，我们需要小心谨慎地去理解。
In the form of the Supreme Lord, there will be many contradictory statements.
对于至尊主的形象，有很多相互矛盾的声明描述。
Just like we see in Ishopanishad, it says he walks, but he does not walk.
正如至尊奥义书说，绝对真理是既行走又不行走。
He is far away, but he is near as well.
他既遥远又很近。
So he has qualities, but he has no qualities.
他有品质，同时又没有品质。
Everything about the Lord has to be understood with the help of pure devotees.
有关于至尊主的一切，要通过纯粹奉献者的帮助去理解。
We have to understand also how the impersonal Brahman, what is the connection between the Lord and the impersonal Brahman?
我们要明白非人格的 Brahman 和至尊主之间的关系。
So just like rivers go into the ocean, many different qualities go into this. They're there in the Supreme Lord.
正如河流汇入大海，在至尊主身上拥有无数的品质。
The Supreme Lord has many qualities.And they may appear to be contradictory.
至尊主拥有许多的品质，表面上好像是相互矛盾的品质。
Sometimes the scriptures may say that the Supreme cannot be described in words, and he has no name.
有些经典声称，至尊者不能用言语来描述。也没有任何的名字。
Because his qualities are not well known, The people may say he has no name. They don't know about him, so they think he has no name.
因为他的品质不是众所周知的，所以他们便声称呢，他没有什么名字，因为他们并不了解他。
Now the Mayavadis, they may say Krishna may have qualities, but they come from Maya. These qualities are all illusion. That's what the Mayavadis say.
Mayavadi 们声称，至尊主他拥有品质。但是这些品质是来自于假象的，来自于幻觉。这是 Mayavadi 的观点。
The Mayavadis think the Supreme actually, Krishna doesn't have any quality, ultimately.
Mayavadi 们声称，至尊主 Krishna 终极而言是没有任何品质。
But we should understand, we know that the Supreme has all kinds of qualities which are eternal and real, they're not illusion.
但是我们要知道，至尊主 Krishna 拥有一切的品质，而且都是永恒和真实的品质。
Just like the material world has many different qualities.
正如物质世界有各种各样的品质。
So all of these contradictions, this is all to show the inconceivable power of the Supreme Lord.
所有这些相互矛盾的描述，就表明了主不可思议的力量。
All the qualities are actually coming from the Supreme Lord.
事实上，一切的品质、品性都源于至尊主。
So he has qualities and he has no qualities. Both situations are coming from him.
因此，他既有品质又没有品质，这二者呢，也都是源于他的。
So very difficult to understand him.
所以要了解他是很难。
We have to serve and we have to hear.
我们需要去服务，去聆听。
But we should understand there's no fault in the Supreme Lord.
但是我们要明白，至尊主他是永无谬误的。
The good qualities and the faults. Some people say they come by due to the Maya.
有的人声称，他的好品质是由于 Maya.
But there's no Maya in the Supreme Lord also.
但是对于至尊主，他没有 Maya.
So,The Supreme Lord, He transcends Maya.
至尊主超越于 Maya 之上。
Maya is His energy.
Maya 是至尊主的能量而已。
Maya simply means illusion.
Maya 的含义仅仅是幻象。
So the impersonal Brahman is actually a part of the, it's connected to the absolute truth, to the Supreme Lord Krishna.
非人格的 Brahman 是绝对真理至尊主 Krishna 的所属部分。
There's actually no difference between the Brahman and the Super Soul and Krishna.They're all forms of the absolute truth.
在 Brahman 超灵和 Krishna 之间没有区别，他们都是绝对真理的不同形象而已。
But the impersonal Mayavadis, they cannot understand it.
然而 Mayavadi 假象宗人士，他们无法理解这一点。
They think if there's Brahman, then if it has qualities, then it's not real.
他们说，倘若 Brahman 有任何品质的话，那就并非真实的了。
But if there's Brahman without qualities, that's real.
而没有品性的 Brahman 才是真实存在的。
But the Supreme Lord, he has a form with quality. That's real.
然而至尊主拥有一个包含着品质的形象，这个形象是真实无误的。
So that form of the Supreme Lord is understood by the pure devotees.
至尊主的这个形象只有纯粹奉献者才能理解。
But can never be understood by the Mayavadis. Those who are trying to understand the Brahman, they can never understand the form of the Lord.
而那些致力于去了解 Brahman 的 Mayavadi 家乡宗人士们永远不会理解主的形象。
Only from the Supreme Lord that we can get loving service, we can have loving service, we can develop the love for Krishna in His service.
只有对针对着至尊主，我们才能发展起爱心的服务，发展对 Krishna 的爱。
So without devotion, we cannot see Krishna.
没有奉爱，我们是见不到 Krishna 的。
There were three sons of Brahma who were all great yogis, and they were impersonalists, and they went to Swetadvip to seek Lord Vishnu.
主 Brahma 有三位儿子。他们是了不起的瑜伽师，费仁格主义者。他们去 Swetadvipa 去面见主 Vishnu。
But Vishnu would not see them. They never got to see him.
但是 Vishnu 不愿意见他们，所以他们从来没有见到 Vishnu。
But they tried so hard. They really wanted to see him, but he didn't want. He wouldn't meet them.
但是 Brahma 的三个儿子就是费尽周折的想要见 Vishnu， 但是 Vishnu 不让他们见到自己。
But the other sons of Brahma, the four Kumaras, when they went there, then the Supreme Lord he met them.
而 Brahma 的另外四个儿子去见主 Vishnu 的时候，去见至尊主的时候，主 Vishnu 接见了他们。
And the four Kumars, they also were contemplating Brahman. They also contemplate Brahman, but they were not offenders. They were not Mayavadis.
Kumars 兄弟，他们也冥想 Brahman， 但他们不是冒犯者，他们不是 Mayavadi.
No. So when they went to Vaikuntha, they saw the Supreme Lord, and they felt ecstasy.
因此，当库马尔斯兄弟去百昆特的时候，去见到了至尊主，他们处在狂喜中。
This is described in the Srimad Bhagavatam like that.
圣典博加瓦坛就描述了这一事件。
Yeah, they came into Vaikuntha, and the Lord came to see them, and the smell of the tulsi leaves.From the feet of the Lord entered the nostrils of the four Kumaras.
他们去了百昆特，见到了主。主莲花足上的 Tosi 的芳香就进入了他们的鼻孔。
And when smell from the Tosi, from the Lord's lotus feet entered their nostril.They felt a change in their mind and in their body.
当主莲花足上的 Tosi 的芳香进入他们鼻孔的时候，库马尔斯兄弟的心意和身体都发生了改变。
Now the four Kumaras, they were attached to the impersonal Brahman.
库马尔斯兄弟本来是依附非人格 Brahman，
but they did not reject the personal form of the Lord。
他们并不拒绝至尊主的人格形象。
They just did not know much about it。
他们只是对于至尊主了解不多。
So we should understand that this feature of Brahman and also the Jiva soul are both the expansions of Supreme Lord.
我们要明白 Brahman 以及 Jiva 个体灵魂都是至尊主的扩展而已。
The Lord has many different expansions.
主有很多的扩展。
So Brahman is a partial expansion of the Supreme Lord.
Brahman 泛是至尊主的部分扩展。
So we should understand the relationship between the Brahman and the Supreme Lord.
我们应当理解 Brahman 梵以及至尊主二者之间的关系。
Some people they cannot distinguish between the soul and the super soul.
有些人他们不能区分灵魂和超灵之间的关系。
Right, we would call them monists. They're thinking or Advaitists. They're thinking everything is one.There's only one. There's only one soul.
他们被称为是一元论者 ，Advaita， 他们认为一切都是一，只有一个灵魂。
And so if everything is one, then you think I am you, you are me.
如果一切都是一，那我就是你，你也是我。
Well, we're all one. We're all God. We're all the supreme.
我们都是一，我们都是神，我们全是至尊者。
So in this way, they commit a serious offense against the Supreme Lord.
就这样，他们对至尊主就做出了巨大的冒犯。
So they get confused. The people become confused by all of these kind of statements.
所以人们呢，对这种对，因为这种各式各样的这种说法，就感到困惑不解。
When they think the soul and the super soul are one and the same, then people go to hell for that.
当人们认为灵魂和超灵都是一的时候，他们就为因此而下地狱。
So these kind of people, they're actually demons.So they deserve to go to hell.
这种人实际上是恶魔，所以他们就配下地狱。
So we want to understand the Supreme Lord, take shelter of His lotus feet, because they can help us to get the real pleasure, real happiness.
所以我们希望了解至尊主。了解至尊主的莲花族的真实处境，从而得到真实的快乐。
The happiness of a devotee is much greater than any happiness you get from meditating on the impersonal Brahman.
从奉献服务获得的快乐，比单纯的冥想非人格 Brahman 得到的快乐要巨大的多。
Krishna is the foundation of the Brahman. The Brahman rests on him.
Krishna is Brahman 的基础 Brahman 是建立在 Krishna 的基础之上的。
And we are also Brahman. We're the Jivas, the living entities. We are all Brahman. Our nature is to be Brahman. But we're very small.
我们也是 Brahman.Jiva 也是本质上也是 Brahman 只是非常微不足道
the living entities, jivas, are everywhere. They're found everywhere. There are living entities.
Jiva 生物体是遍存万有的，在无处不在。
Yeah, they're in the water, in the sea, they're in the air, they're every in the earth. You find living entities everywhere.
在 Jiva 在水中，在海洋、空气、陆地上，就无处不在。
But very small. We're all very small compared to the Supreme Brahman. We're tiny, tiny.
但是我们是非常的渺小的，和至尊 Brahman 相比呢，我们实在是太微不足道了。
So understanding the Brahman is not material; it's spiritual, but it's not like understanding.Devotional service.
因此明白到 Brahman 它不是物质的，而是灵性的。这跟奉献服务没法相比。
Yeah, we're just like rays coming from the sun. The Supreme Lord is like the sun, and we're just like some ray which comes from the sun.
我们就如来自太阳的阳光，至尊主好比太阳，我们就像至尊主，来自至尊主的阳光。
So we have some heat, we have some light, but we don't have light like the whole sun. We're only one tiny ray.
我们也有光芒，但是跟太阳的光芒是没法媲美的。我们只是很微小、微小的光芒。
But we are so we are eternal, full of bliss and knowledge. We're like Brahman. That's the nature of Brahman.
但我们也是灵魂，因此呢，也是永恒、极乐和充满知识的，因为我们也是 Brahman。
But material world is not Brahman. Material world is not eternal, full of bliss and knowledge.
但物质世界并非 Brahman. 物质世界并非是永恒、极乐、充满着知识的。
Material energy is not part of the Supreme. It's not part of the Lord.
Material energy is not part of the Lord.
It's not one of his spirit, it's not part of his spiritual energy, it's a separate energy.
物质世界并不是 Krishna 的灵性能量，而是与 Krishna 分离的能量。
Yeah, it's his energy, but it's Prakriti, but it's inferior Prakriti.
它是 Prakriti, 是外在的能量。
Inferior Prakriti
是至尊主的低等能量
and does not have any consciousness
也没有知觉
So we want to understand more about Lord Krishna because we want to make him the object of meditation
我们希望对主 Krishna 有更多的了解因为我们希望将主 Krishna 作为我们冥想的对象。
So to the lotus feet of Krishna are compared to a piece of sugar, which is, you know, sugar is very gives pleasure and it's pleasure and it gives pleasure.
主 Krishna 的莲花足。被比喻为一块冰糖，因为冰糖它能给予人带来快乐。
But Brahman is pleasure, but it does not give pleasure.
但是 Brahman 呢，虽然它本身也是快乐，但它不能给予别人快乐，而 Krishna 能既是快乐，也能给予别人快乐。
Yeah, if the Brahman was to give pleasure, then that would mean there would be some duality in the Brahman.
如果 Brahman 能带给人们快乐的话，就意味着在 Brahman 当中有二元性。
Then there would be a difference between Brahman and its happiness.
那么在 Brahman 和他的快乐二者之间就有区别了。
But there should be no duality in Brahman.
但是在 Brahman 当中应该是没有二元的。
But for Krishna, that's not a problem. Krishna can have all kinds of dualities.
但这对 Krishna 来说不成问题，因为 Krishna 可以包含着一切二元。
We should understand that the jiva is different from the supreme Brahman.
我们还应当明白 jiva。跟至尊的 Brahman 是有区别的。
If there is no difference between the jiva and the supreme Brahman, then we would be God.
如果 jiva 和至尊 Brahman 没有区别的话，我们也是神了。
So some people think that God is impersonal Brahman.
有的人认为神。就是非人格的 Brahman.
In the material world, there's creation, there's light in the sky coming from the sun or the moon.
在物质世界存在着创造，存在着日月的光华。
So, the impersonalists, they think the jiva, that his consciousness is simply Brahman.
非人格主义者的观点是 jiva 的知觉是 Brahman.
And they cannot understand how much happiness they can get from the impersonalists don't understand the difference in the happiness between understanding the thinking oneself of Brahman and connecting with the supreme Brahman.
对于从 Brahman理解自己不是 Brahman 和理解自己和至尊 Brahman 的之间的关系，从这种理解当中，非人格主义者不明白这两种理解能给他们带来多大的快乐的区别。
They're thinking the jiva to be supreme, so that where there's no happiness there.
他们以为 Jiva 是至尊的，而从这个理解当中是没有什么快乐可言的。
The happiness comes in the relationship between another party.
快乐是源于与另外一方建立关系，从中而得来。
So the living entities, all of us living entities, we're like rays of light that come from the sun.
个体灵魂就好像是来自于太阳的光芒。
Just like the sun, from the sun there's so many rays, an infinite number of rays are coming from the sun.
就像太阳它能放射出万丈光芒，无穷无尽的光芒。
So in the same way, there are many, many jivas, many living entities all over the universe.
同样的，就在全宇宙有无穷无尽的 jiva。
So the relationship between the living entities and the Supreme Lord, we give the example like the ray of light coming from the sun. That's one example.
对于生物体和至尊主二者之间的关系，就好像是太阳和发从太阳那里发射出的光线。
And another example is like sparks coming from the fire.
另外一个比喻就好像是火和火星儿。
And another example is like the waves on on the ocean.
还有一个比喻就好像是大海与海中的浪花。
Of course, the Mayavadis, they don't like to hear this kind of things.
Mayavadi 们不喜欢这种说辞。
They think that this idea of us, of thinking all of us as individuals, this is our illusion.
他们想着，就如果我们认为我们都是个体的，这个是幻象。
When we get rid of all the illusion, then we will get liberation, and we will realize the oneness, that there's only oneness of Brahman.
一旦我们去除了所有的幻象，就能得到解脱。之后呢，我们就能意识到我们都是一，全都是 Brahman。
So the Mayavadis, they're thinking that this idea of the jiva, the creation of the jiva, they're thinking this is illusion, this is the Maya.
Mayavadi, 假象宗认为，jiva 的创造 jiva 这种观念是 Maya 是假象。
This is Maya.
是 Maya。
But we say, no, we are actually, the living entities are all expansions from the Supreme.
但我们说不是这样的，生物体是至尊者的扩展。
And we're eternally existing, it's parts and parcels of the Supreme.
是个体灵魂是永恒存在的，是至尊者的所属部分。
We never become one with this. We never merge with the Supreme. We keep our individuality.
个体灵魂永远不会与至尊者融入至尊者。
This is all due to the power of the Supreme Lord's Yoga Maya potency.
这都是由于至尊主的能量 Yoga Maya 的力量所导致的。
The Lord has His own energy, and that energy always acts on the behalf of the Lord.
主拥有各种能量，而这些能量是代表主在行使着各自的功能。
And by the energy of the Lord,we have our individuality. It's not illusion, it's a fact.
由于至尊主的能量，我们都保持着我们的个体性，这并非幻象，而是真实事实。
So because this energy of the jiva is eternal,So that we are also eternal.
因为 Jiva, 这 Jiva 的能量是永恒的，我们也是永恒的。
So this energy, this is Yoga Maya.
这种能量是 Yoga Maya.
Yoga Maya can make anything, something which seems impossible, she can make it possible.
Yoga Maya 能使不可能的事情就成为可能。
She arranges for the distinct to show the difference between the whole and the part.
有个妈呀就安排整体和部分二者之间有区别。
And by her power, she covers the visions of the living entities.
由于妈有个妈的力量，她就覆盖了生物体的视域。
So that the living entities they cannot understand Krishna.
生物体便因此无法理解 Krishna.
So the living entities are different from the Supreme Lord.
因此，生物体和至尊主有区别。
But at the same time, we're not different from the Supreme Lord.
但与此同时，我们跟至尊主又没有区分。
And even after liberation, there may be some differences. There will still be, even after we're liberated, there can be different. We can be different from the Lord. We don't become one after liberation. That's the point.
即便在解脱之后也是有区分的。在解脱之后，我们也跟至尊也不会跟至尊主合一。
We have to understand, this is our philosophy, inconceivable, one and different.
我们的哲学是不可思议，即不可思议的即一即一。
We're not different from the Brahman, because we are also eternal and conscious and blissful.
我们跟至尊，我们跟 Brahman没有区别，因为我们也是永恒、知识、有知觉和极乐的。
But we're tiny. We're only a part of him. We're not equal to him.
但我们是微不足道的，是他的所属部分，跟他不能同，不在同一个水准上。
We give the example like the ray. The ray from the sun has some light. It's not equal to the whole light.
我们给出的例子就是阳光和太阳。阳光也有一些光芒，但是这种光亮和太阳的光亮是 不能 同日而语的。
So we have some of the qualities, but not in the same quantity.
我们有一些质量，但有但是我们没有跟至尊主同样的量。
Right. Supreme Lord is one, but the living entities are many.
至尊主是一，但生物体是众多的。
The Lord is very great, very gigantic, but we're very small.
主是伟大的，是巨大庞大的。我们是渺小的。
We always remain separate from him.
我们永远跟主是分开的。
So after liberation, some people want to merge into the Brahman to take on a new body.For the pastime of the Lord.
在解脱之后呢，有一些个体灵魂希望融入 Brahman， 希望能够有一个新的身体参与主的消失光。
But if we enter into the Brahman, then we'll never get a body again. For the past, there will be no pastimes of the Lord.We won't be able to do that.
但融入了 Brahman 之后呢，我们就没有一个能够参与主的消失光的躯体，因为在 Brahman 当中，并不存在着主的消失光。
So liberated souls, we have to the liberated soul if emerges with the Brahman.Then that's finished. That's it. There's nothing else. There's no more activity.
解脱的灵魂倘若融入到 Brahman 当中，那么就是一切的 终结了，因为那里呢没有什么活动。
But some liberated souls, they get free from their material body, and they're happy to engage in the pastimes with the Lord.
一些解脱的灵魂，他们摆脱了物质躯体，感到快乐，他们很愿意参与到主的消时光中。
Just like some examples are given, there was a great sage who, and he merged into the Supreme Lord, and later he got a form like that of the Lord.
有一个例子，曾经有一位伟大的圣哲，他融入到至尊主的存在当中。后来他获得了一具跟至尊主同样的躯体。
Another example is that there was one couple. There was this one fallen Brahmana who had a girlfriend, a low class woman, and they were together on the night of Nrisimha Chaturdasi.
第二个例子是，曾经有一对有一对情侣，有一个堕落的 Brahmana， 有一个低等的女朋友，他们在 Nrisimha Chaturmasi 当晚就共度了一夜。
So they were arguing with each other. They had a big argument. So they didn't eat anything.
这对情侣他们发生了一场激烈的争吵，所以呢他们当晚就是不吃不喝。
So they got the benefit of fasting on that night of Nrisimha Chaturdasi.
因此他们就获得了在Nrisimha Chaturdasi 这一天晚上戒食的好处。
And the result was that they both merged into the Supreme.
这一对情侣都融入到至尊主的存在中。
And then they took the next birth, that fallen Brahmana became Prahlad Maharaj. And that low-class woman, she became his wife.
结果在下一世，这位堕落的 Brahmana 就投生为 Prahlad Maharaj， 而这个女友呢就投生为 Prahlad Maharaj 的妻子。
So these examples are there to tell us that even after liberation we still have our individuality, we still have an exist, we still exist.
这个例子就表明了在解脱之后我们依然保持着个体性，保持着个体的存在。
For some people, they want to get sayujya, impersonal liberation, merge into the body of the Supreme.
对于某些人，他们的目标就是融入到，就是获得 sayujya 解脱，获得非人格的解脱，融入到至尊主的躯体当中。
But that will never be accepted by a devotee.
但是奉献者永不会接受这种解脱。
So although the living entity is eternal, full of bliss and knowledge, we forget this. We forget our spiritual identity, and we stay in the world of birth and death.
虽然生物体是本性是永恒，充满着知识和快乐，但是我们忘记了我们这种身份，我们就卷入到这个生死的世界中。
So this is the power of the material energy that bewilders us. that we forget our spiritual identity.
这是物质能量的能物质能量的产生的结果，就使得生物体变得困惑，忘记了真实的灵性身份。
Actually, we're not meant to take birth and die, but this is all due to our ignorance.
事实上，我们本不应该就是重复的投生和死亡，这一切活动是由于我们的愚昧。
By this ignorance, we're just simply suffering in the material world.
由于这种愚昧，我们在物质世界饱尝着痛苦。
But when we get real knowledge, then we can be liberated from this life, from that, this wheel of birth and death.
倘若一旦我们获得了真知、真实的知识，就能从生死轮回当中解脱出来。
Then the Maya doesn't act on us anymore.
Maya 就不会对我们施加任何的影响力。
And we don't have to be one taking birth and dying and moving in different places.
我们将不再投生和死亡在不同的地方漫游。
Instead, we can understand ourselves as a tiny spark, a tiny part of the supreme, full of bliss.
我们能明白，我们是至尊者的微不足道的所属部分，我们本性是极乐的。
So when we get this kind of knowledge, this is actually liberation.
当一旦获得了这种知识，就已经获得了解脱。
So that when we get this knowledge, just the beginning of it, there's some happiness there.
获得这种知识一开始就能产生一些快乐。
But we have to keep going. We have to go on and fully understand the happiness in Krishna consciousness.
但是我们要不断的前进，获得进步，彻底的、充分的了解。在 Krishna 知觉当中的全部的知识。
The devotee wants to enjoy the happiness of bhakti and in the worship of Krishna.
奉献者希望享受 bhakti， 从 bhakti 当中获得的快乐，崇拜 Krishna 得来的快乐。
So, although we may get this liberation by knowledge, but the result won't be very great.
虽然我们可能是因为这种知识，从而得到了解脱，但这种解脱并不是很了不起的解脱。
Right. We get the result according to the method which we use.
我们是通过我们使用的方法而得到了这种结果。
Just like if we try to do something with scissors can't do the same job like an axe can do.
就好比剪刀它的也能行使这个斧头的功能。
So if we try to use the same knowledge or the same method which we use to understand the jiva, the living entity as a soul, you can't use that same method, the same knowledge to understand the supreme soul. It's not going to work.
通过理解我们是 jiva， 我们是个体灵魂。这种从而得到的知识的这种方法是不能用于了解至尊灵魂。
Yeah. The process, you know, the sadhana, the activities which we do to realize ourselves as a tiny part of the Brahman, that is, it's not going to help us very much to understand the Supreme Lord.
我们通过我们觉悟自我 所遵从的撒旦呢，从而理解我们是布拉曼，就这种方法是不能致力于了解至尊主。
So people, because people are suffering in material life, so they get some pleasure from liberation.
因为人们饱尝了物质生活的痛苦，所以他们从解脱当中一开始得到解脱，他们能得到一些快乐。
Just like persons in the, down in the earth planet, they, you know, they want to, they're thinking about heaven and they glorify heaven, that, oh, heaven, to go to heaven is so wonderful.
就像居住在地球上的人，他们荣耀着上天堂的这种光荣，他们认为去天堂是非常美妙的。
But there's still problems in heaven. In heaven, there's also problems. People quarrel with each other, and people are attached to their position. It's not so heavenly. It's not so different.
但是他们并不了解，天堂上也有问题。天堂上的人们彼此之间争吵，依附天堂的地位，所以呢，去天在天堂上也不是那么美妙的事。
We're always thinking if we go to heaven, there won't be any problem. But even in heaven, there are problems.
我们总以为上了天堂就没有问题存在了，但是殊不知天堂上也有问题。
So people are thinking, get liberation. They come to the Brahman. They're thinking there everything will be very good. No problem.
同理，他们也认为获得解脱，进入了 Brahman 非常好，就没有什么问题存在了。
But still, you come to that Brahman, there's no real happiness there because there's no opportunity to have exchanges.Loving exchange with Krishna.
但是在 Brahman 中没有什么真实的快乐，因为并不存在为 Krishna 做服务的机会，也没有跟 Krishna 有任何的交流。
People's minds are still disturbed. In material world, people are disturbed by birth and death. They want to get liberation.
在 Brahman在 Brahman 的存在当中，个体灵魂的心意仍然是受到打扰的，就如在物质世界，人们是受到生死轮回的打扰。
So they get liberation. They come to the one. They come into the impersonal Brahman, but there is no activity, no relationships.
因此，一旦得到了非人格 Brahman 的解脱，那里。并没有活动，也没有任何关系。
But so even on the liberated platform, there's no real pleasure there.
所以，即便在解脱的层面上，并没有真实的快乐。
And the nature of the soul is to have it wants pleasure.
但灵魂的本性是拥有快乐。
Only in devotional service do we get the highest happiness.
只有从奉爱服务当中，我们才能获取最崇高的快乐。
This is the reward which is given to the devotees who serve Krishna.
这种最高的快乐是对服务 Krishna 的奉献者的报答。
We get the greatest happiness. That happiness is ever increasing. It doesn't have any limit. There's no limit to the happiness we get.
这种最崇高的快乐，而且还在永远的增长着，是无穷无尽的。不断的永恒增长的快乐。
We want happiness. We don't want just temporary happiness, flickering happiness, like in the material world.
我们希望快乐，我们不希望 得到的是物质世界的这种转瞬即逝的短暂的快乐。
So there's some happiness on the impersonal Brahman, but that happiness is not increasing.
在非人格的 Brahman 当中也有一些快乐，但这种快乐是不增加的。
But the happiness of devotion in relationship with Krishna is increasing always, goes on increasing all the time.
而通过服务与 Krishna 建立关系，从而服务 Krishna 获得的快乐是永恒的，在增长着。
Right, we all want to have that kind of happiness.
这是我们所渴求的快乐。
So much greater than the happiness of Brahman.
比 Brahman 从 Brahman 当中得到的快乐要巨大的多。
The pure devotees, they experience this pleasure and it becomes sweeter, more sweet and more sweet and more sweet.
纯粹奉献者体验到的是这种快乐，而且这种快乐是变得越来越甘美，越来越甘美。
There is no sweetness in the Brahman because there's no exchange, there's no dealings there, no activity.
而在 Brahman 当中 ，Brahman 的存在当中没有什么甘美，因为那里既不存在活动，也不存在任何关系。
So the Supreme Lord is existing as the super soul in the hearts of all living entities, and also as the Supreme Brahman. He has three features.
至尊主以超灵的身份存在于众生的心中，同时至尊主他也作为至尊 Brahman 而存在着，因此他有三个主要特征。
We should understand that there's no difference in these three.
要理解，在这三个特征之间没有区分。
The Vedas say there is no duality. That, you know, that we understand duality. The word this, the Vedas speak about duality. They say there's no duality in the Supreme.
Veda 经说，对于至尊者而言呢，没有二元性。
So the personalists and the impersonalists, we have different understandings of what it means, duality.
人格主义者和非人格主义者对于二元性的概念有着不同的观点。
Just like for the impersonalists, they say that all the form and the variety, all the differences, they're all illusion.Because there's only the one of Brahman. So there should be no variety, there should be no differences.
非人格主义者他们认为就是在这个形象还有种类以及区别这三者他们都是幻想，一切都是一切都是 Brahman.
Yeah, but devotees don't say like that.
但奉献者并不这样说。
No, we say the Supreme is full of variety.
我们说至尊者充满着各式各类的这种种类。
So we want to understand.How the Lord can be full of variety and at the same time without duality.
所以我们需要理解，主是充满着各式各类的种类多彩的缤纷万象的这种种类，但是同时主又没有二元性。
So there's two kinds of differences.
因此就有两种区分。
One difference we can say is when people of the same kind of people, but there's some differences between the people.
其一就是我们可以说有不同种类的人。
Yeah. We know there are many people. Not all people are all different. Everyone's an individual.
我们知道就是人都有个体性，他们不是所有人都是一样的。
So we want to understand the difference.
所以人和人之间是有区分。
That's one kind of difference.
这是一种区别。一种
but there's another kind of difference where you have, where you look at things which are not the same. For example, not just people, but you look at people and animals and you want to understand what's the difference.
还有另外一种区别，就是不是所有的物种都是一样的，比如说就有人与动物。
So, of course, there's a difference between people and animals.
当然，人和动物之间二者是有区别的。
So, we want to understand now, Jiva, the living entities, we're all Brahman. But we're always individuals.
因此 Jiva 虽然都是 Brahman, 但是他们又都是个体的 Jiva.
So we would think that if we're all Brahman, then there must be some differences there. There's some difference. But although we're Brahman, we're individuals, so there must be some difference.
所以虽然我们同为 Brahman, 但是因为都是有个体性，所以之间也会有差别。
So this does not make any sense.Because this is against the nature of Brahman.
因为这个违背了 Brahman 的本性，所以也没有什么意义。
There's supposed to be no difference in the Brahman. It's only supposed to be one.
因为 Brahman 理应是无差无二无别的，因为Brahman 本应是都是一。
And the Supreme is free of all dualities. There's no differences in him.
那么 Brahman, 那么至尊者理应是非二元的，一切都是一。
So we can see in this world there's so much variety. We see there's big variety, but the impersonalists, they want to make everything one.Without variety.
我们看到这个世界是包罗万象的，形形色色的存在。但是非人格主义者呢，他们想把一切都变成一，就没有什么差别的，一切都是无二无别的一。
So we have to understand how the Brahman is actually one, how there's actually no difference is in the Brahman.
所以我们应该理解 Brahman 他是如何是一，在 Brahman 当中如何就不存在着区别差别。
Just like the Supreme Lord, he is the Brahman, he is the Paramatma, and he is also Bhagavan. They're all one, they're all the same. There's no real difference between them.
正如同至尊主，既是 Brahman 又是超灵。也是八个万，所以至尊主他是一，他是没有差别的。
And when he expands his different avatars, guna avatars, lila avatars, different incarnations, they're also they seem different from him, but actually they're all him. They're all him. They're all one.
同样的， 至尊主他扩展出无数，扩展成为无数的 avatar， 有 guna avatar， lila avatar， 无数的化身。这些化身表面上好像跟他有区别，但实际上这些化身都是他，都是至尊主，跟他都是一。
So this way we can understand also how the Brahman is the oneness within the Brahman.
嗯，同理，我们可以以这种方式理解，在 Brahman 当中，嗯，一切都是一。
Okay, so we will stop here. This is very philosophical section.
好，那我们讲课部分就到这里。今天的讲课是哲理性非常强的。
They're establishing the philosophy of Achintya Bheda Bheda Tattva, oneness and difference. We want to understand how the Lord is one and different.
今天的讲课的哲学就涉及到 Achintya Bheda Bheda Tattva， 这哲学是即一即异的哲学，同时的即一即异。
OK, are there any questions?
No, yes. Satma 的接还是您来读。
好的好的。第一个问题来自软真人帕布。感谢马哈扎吉的哲理讲课，感谢古鲁曼尼马达吉的翻译。有关尤伽玛雅极具力量，甚至迷惑了 Krishna 第一个扩展 Balarama， 是他过了快一年才怀疑那些牧牛童和牛犊是 Krishna 的扩展。作为渺小的我，被 Mahamaya 迷惑得死去活来，还认为自己很牛气，甚至对我的灵性导师的训示有自己的想法，甚至有时认为灵性导师是普通常人。我今天早上在 Tamala Krishna Goswami 显现日的时候，在想灵性导师不给我仁慈，从我这里拿走他的仁慈和祝福，也能培养起我的气绝不依附，这个是不是玛雅的迷惑呢？是符合经典的想法吗？谢谢。
Yes, as far as Yoga Maya is very powerful, is concerned.Yoga Maya even bewildered the first expansion of Lord Balaram. Only after 1 year, Balaram doubts those cowboys and those cows, small cows are the expansion of Krishna. I'm very tiny.And I'm bewildered by Mahamaya. Still, I think I'm very great. Even to the point I have my own idea to the instruction of my spiritual master. Sometimes I even think my spiritual master is ordinary person. This morning, today is the appearance day of Tamal Krishna Goswami. This morning I'm thinking my spiritual master doesn't give me mercy. He takes away his mercy and blessing. In that way, I can also cultivate my sense of renunciation and attachment. Is this the bewilderment of Maya? Is this thinking in accordance with scripture? Thank you.
No, this is not according to scripture.
不，这不符合经典。
Spiritual master is giving you mercy.
引导。
Through his instructions, you just have to take his instructions to heart. seriously.
灵性导师通过仁慈，通过训示给您仁慈，您只需要认认真真的用心接纳他的训示。
You have to give more attention to his teachings and his instructions to how to fulfill the desire of Srila Prabhupada. Tomorrow Krishna Goswami came on behalf of Srila Prabhupada. So you cannot separate Tomorrow Krishna Goswami from Srila Prabhupada. So you study the teachings of these two personalities and then understand how you can best serve him.
你只需要注意他的教导，他的训示，他是怎样代表着 Srila Prabhupada 的。就是 Tamal Krishna Goswami 他代表了 Srila Prabhupada 的来，所以他们二者之间是没有区别的。你只需要认真的学习这二人的教导，去服务满实现他的使命，去服务他。
The mercy is there. The mercy is there, but you have to take it. You have to be able to receive it.
仁慈就在那里，您只需要去接受这份仁慈，只需要有能力来接受这份仁慈。
So the more you pray, or the more you absorb yourself in spiritual practice, then.Krishna will also guide you from the heart how you can properly serve.
你去祈祷，更专注于灵修当中，在内心当中的 Krishna 就会指导您怎么正确的去从事服务。
I don't think you got any direct instruction from the mouth of Tamal Krishna Goswami.
我认为，我不认为您是直接从 Tamal Krishna Goswami 的口中直接接受了训示。
But you just simply study his teachings and his writings, and study also Srila Prabhupada's teachings and writings, and you can understand more how you can properly serve them.
您，但是您只需要去。研习 Tamal Krishna Goswami 的教导和他的写作，去研习 Srila Prabhupada 的教导和写作，以便去明白如何正确的做服务。
Not only studying their books, but also remembering their example, what they did, how they acted, how they performed their spiritual practice.
不仅仅是书籍，还要记住他们的榜样，他们是如何行为举止的，他们的所作所为，他们的事迹，他们是怎样去灵修的。
So, the opportunity to connect to them is definitely there.You have that opportunity. You just have to take shelter more of their instructions.
因此，与他连接，与他们连接的机会就在那里。你只需要去托庇于他们的训示。
Now, sometimes the instruction may have been given to other people, and maybe other people did not take it up.So maybe you can take up their work, which they had asked somebody else to do.
的 final sentence.
Maybe you can take up work which someone else had been requested to do.
Okay, 所以也许就是他们可能会训示其他人去做。某些工作，但是他们没有肩负起这个工作。也许您可以肩负起他们训示别人从事的工作。
Just like Prabhupada asked devotees to preach to the scholars and preach to the scientists, So it's a very big field, and there's a lot to be done. It's not the work of just one or two people.
就像是的 Prabhupada 就是训示要向学者们以及科学家们来传教。就这个领域是一个很广泛的领域，不是一两个人能够涵盖的工作。
So similarly, trying to establish Krishna consciousness in China is a big job. There's a lot of things to be done.
因此，同样的，在 Krishna 在中国建立 Krishna 知觉运动是一项巨大的工作，需要很多人的努力。
So you should think how you can best serve in that capacity.
您可以考虑就在这个方面能够怎么做到最佳的服务，尽最大的能力。
Okay, 还有问题吗？
是的，下一个问题，Hare Krishna， 请问什么样的人想去？非人格 Brahman 呢有几种方法可以去呢是通过 Karma 瑜伽 Gyana 瑜伽还是 Astanga 瑜伽可以去
Yes You can go to the Brahman by Karma Yoga Gyana Yoga or Astanga Yoga
是的您可以通过 Karma Yoga Gyana Yoga 或是 Astanga Yoga活动瑜伽、思辨瑜伽，或者是八部瑜伽去 Brahman。
What's the first question?
The first question is, he want to know what kind of person have the desire to go to impersonal Brahman.
So people who just simply want to.Get freed from the material world and they have no knowledge about the Supreme Brahman so they can only understand the impersonal Brahman they've heard about the impersonal Brahman they may never have heard about the personal feature of the Brahman so they want to liberate themselves from the material world so they go to the impersonal Brahman
那些想摆脱物质世界的人他们不知道至尊 Brahman 就这类人他们因为他们只明白非人格的 Brahman 他们听说了聆听到了关于非人格 Brahman 但是没听说过 Brahman 的人格特征他们想摆脱解脱出物质世界这样的人他们想去非人格 Brahman
Or they may have heard about the personal feature of the Lord, and they may not be able to understand it or accept it.
或者是说，他们也听说过，也耳闻过有关于 Brahman 的人格特征，但是他们不明白，也不接纳。
They don't like the idea of being the servant.
他们不喜欢仆人的这个观点。
They just want the oneness.
他们只想要一。
So they go to the Brahman.
因此他们就进入了 Brahman.
Okay, 还有问题吗？
是的 ，Guruji。我们下一个问题是杨门的 Tira 玛达吉问的，顶拜 Guru， 顶拜翻译。灵魂在灵性世界的个体性是通过不同的灵性形象以及和至尊主的五种不同关系表现出来的吗？个体灵魂和至尊主的五种关系是否可以变化呢？
是 The question is, the individuality of the soul in the spiritual world is it exhibited through five different kinds of rasa with the Supreme Lord
in the spiritual planets yes but even here in this planet Earth it can also be exhibited we can also serve Krishna in the different rasas. Pure devotees, liberated souls, may be serving Krishna in a particular rasa.
是的，在灵性世界是这样的。同样，在这个地球上，也是那些服务 Krishna 的纯粹的奉献者们，那些解脱的灵魂们，都是以这种五种 rasa 在服务着 Krishna 至尊主。Other end, so the next part. Are there any changes between the individual soul and the Supreme Lord? The five kind of rasas between Jiva and the Supreme Lord.
Yes.
Is it changeable?
Yes. Changeable. Until you can, but we all have our own original rasa. We have one particular rasa which is our actual rasa. And until we come to that rasa, our original rasa, then it's changeable.
是的，是可以变化的。但是个体灵魂和至尊主都有原本的 rasa， 有一个特定的真正的 rasa， 在到达那一特定真正的 rasa 之前，就原本的 rasa 之前是可以变化的。
We will hear about this in relation to Gop Kumar in the future chapters. It will describe more how he moves from one rasa to another.
在接下来的篇章当中，我们从 Gop Kumar 的经历当中可以听到他是如何就是从一种 rasa 就改变成另外一种 rasa 的。
The rasa is changeable.
因此，这种 rasa 关系是可以被改变的。
And even somebody may be in the impersonal Brahman, they may be in the impersonal Brahman, they may be attracted to take up devotional service.
即便一个个体灵魂处在非人格 Brahman 当中，他有可能受到奉献服务的吸引。
Sometimes Sankirtan party is coming through the impersonal Brahman, going to the spiritual world, and they may attract some souls from the impersonal Brahman to come and join the Sankirtan party.
有时候，当 Sankirtan 队伍、七宗圣明队伍穿过 Brahman 进入灵性世界的时候，会吸引到处在 Brahman 当中的个体灵魂也加入到七宗圣明队伍，进入到灵性世界。
OK， 还有问题吗？
是的，还有问题。Chaitanya Charanprabhu， 顶拜 Guru Day 和奉献者们 ，Krishna 在薄伽梵歌中说，每一个人都在各个方面追随我的道路，有各种各样的人，怎么理解？他们难道也走在追随 Krishna 的路上？那他们的结果跟我们修 Krishna 知觉的结果最后也一样吗？
Krishna said in Bhagavad Gita that everybody is on the path of following me in all aspects. My question is that there are all kinds of persons. How to understand they are also on the path of following Lord Krishna? Then, is their result the same as we are practicing Krishna consciousness?
Okay. So, we have to understand everyone's following the path according to their qualification.
我们需要理解，就是每个人都根据自己的资格在追随着 Krishna 的道路上。
Now, for some people, they're going to be in the material world a long time.
对于某些人，他们会在物质世界停留很久。
they're going to have to take birth many, many times before they ever become Krishna conscious.
在他们成为 Krishna 知觉之前，需要投生，反反复复的投生。
Because remember the first part of that verse, you know, you quote that you're saying everyone, Krishna says everyone follows my path, but Krishna in the beginning of the verse says, as they surrender unto me, I reward them accordingly.
您只是引述了这个诗节的后两行，在前两行主 Krishna 说，根据每个人对我的臣服，我给予他们相应的回报。
So people get the results as they surrender, according to their surrender. Everyone's on different levels. So some people are very close to getting out of the material world, and others are going to be here a long time.
他们都是按照他们各自的臣服程度得到各自相应的结果。按照他们的层面，有的人已经接近了摆脱物质世界的程度了，而有的人呢，他们的处的层面是还要在这物质世界停留很久。
Just like in the prison, some people are going to get free soon, their sentence is over, and other people are going to be there a long time.
就好比在监狱当中，有的犯人刑期都快满了，刑满释放。而有的犯人，他们的刑期、服刑期还需要很长时间。
Okay, 下一个问题。Any more?
good day. 还有最后一个问题，我想问一下，就是库马尔斯兄弟，他是就是四种皈依主的这个人当中，是属于好奇爱问的人的那个典范，还是属于追求真理的这个典范呢？
So, Kumar, for Kumars, are they belong? There are four kinds of persons who will surrender to Krishna. Some are inquisitive, some are aspiring for the supreme absolute truth. So.What kind of person do Kumar belong to? The inquisitive or the Gyani who are searching for the absolute truth?
Yeah, the four Kumars, they're the example of the Gyanis. They're the ones in knowledge. Yeah, they want to get more knowledge also.
Kumar 四兄弟属于那些追求绝对真理的那些 Gyani 思辨家。他们希望对于绝对真理了解更多。
The inquisitive people, that's the sages in Naimisharanya Forest. They're the example of the people who are inquisitive.
在乃米舍然亚森林当中的圣哲们是这四类人当中那些好奇爱问的人。
So the four Kumaras, they have knowledge. They want to make use of that knowledge. And...Because they have knowledge, because they're interested in knowledge, they're of the four kinds of people, they're the one who are most dear to Krishna.
Kumar 四兄弟呢，希望利用他们的知识，因为他们对于理解，他们对于获得知识感兴趣，所以在这四位臣服于 Krishna 的人当中，他们是 Krishna 最喜爱的一类人。
Therefore, we give that example of how three sons of Brahma went to try to see Vishnu at Swetadweep. Vishnu would not see them because they were not devotees. They were Mayavadis. They were offenders to the Lord.
在课中我们讲了另外那个例子，就是 Brahma 有三个儿子去了 Swetadweep 想见主 Vishnu， 但是 Vishnu 不让他们见到自己，因为这三个儿子是 Mayavadi， 他们是冒犯者。
But the four Kumaras were not offenders. When they went to the spiritual world, the Lord came to see them.
而库马尔四兄弟不是冒犯者，他们进入到灵性世界， 主就亲自出来见到他们。
And when they saw the Lord, then they became devotees.
一旦他们亲眼见、亲身见到了主，主他们就成为了主的奉献者。
So the four Kumaras, they're called Brahmagyanis. They're fixed on the platform of Brahman, but they're not Mayavadis.
Kumar 四兄弟被称为 Brahmagyani， 他们处在梵的层面上。
They don't reject the form of the Lord as being Maya.
他们并没有把主的形象当作玛雅来加以排斥。
They had heard about the Lord from their father, Lord Brahma, but somehow they were more attracted to the Brahman.
他们从自己的父亲那里听说了主，但是不知怎的，他们却对于主的 Brahman 特征更加感兴趣。
But when they went to the spiritual world and they actually saw the Lord, then they became attracted.
但当他们进入到灵性世界，亲眼见到主的形象时候，就被主所一下吸引住了。
So like this, this is the four Kumaras. They're very great devotees. We told about them, right? Sanat Agop Kumar had gone to Tapaloka, and he'd met the four Kumaras there.
我们在讲课当中提到了。就是库马尔四兄弟，他们当戈帕库马尔去塔帕洛克的时候，就见到了这四位伟大的奉献者。
And they told Gopa Kumar, "You want to see the Lord?" And they manifest the form. They transformed their bodies into the body of the Lord. They became Naranarayan. They took different forms of the Lord, different incarnations.
这四兄弟就跟戈帕库马尔说：“你想见主吗？”然后他们就把自己展示为主的形象，就变成了主的各式各样的形象，比如说 Nara Narayana， 还有主的各种形象以及主的各种化身。
So they had that kind of power because they're pure devotees.
他们就有这种能力，因为他们是纯粹的奉献者。
But they're on the level like Santa Rasa. They have a special Rasa. They have this level more of Santa Rasa.
他们是处在一个和主的 Santa Rasa 中性关系当中。
Okay.
好的，那感谢古队，今天我们的问题就到这里了。
好。Okay. 感谢你们。
是的，今天是塔巴拉奎什纳戈斯瓦米的吉祥的显现日，我们也可以做一些相关的这些关于塔巴拉奎什纳戈斯瓦米的服务和庆。
今天有特别的活动吗？
暂时没有。Good Day 的门徒们是想安排在周六做这个庆典的节目。
周六，
是的，周末可能有些人休息，可能比较方便。
哦，明白啊。周六什么时候开始？早上还是？
暂时我还不知道。是那个塔玛拉奎什纳戈斯瓦米的门徒们在安排这些事情。对，
谁安排？
奎什纳达斯帕布吧。
奎什纳达斯 ，OK。
嗯。
OK， 所以今天我们有活动在麦普，我们在萨奇皮尔的家。选择去那边只有 Gurudev 的门徒，他们不能邀请所有的朋友的，因为没有病毒，所以他们我们还在 ，you know， 还控制活动，不需要不允许很多人。所以他们安排只有他的门徒可以去萨奇皮尔的家。
好的，我们可以在网上读一些关于 Gurudev 的生平啊书籍。
OK。 不知道他们山西普热的家从那边可以广播给你们呢？
是啊，我也是想看看能不能有这个机会可以转播，但是我听转能给马大吉说好像不是没有安排。
没有安排，嗯，我可以问问他们。
嗯，好的。
OK，
谢谢
谢。Hare Krishna，
Hare Krishna，
早上好。谢谢 Guru Mani，
谢谢 Maharaj 精彩讲课。
Hare Krishna，
Hare Krishna。
好，那我们今天早课就到这里了，感谢大家的聆听。Hare Krishna。